I think there are two schmoozim, let's call it 1A and 1B on the Chizkuni, and then second schmooze on the Sforno. The schmooze coming from the second half of the Sforno, I felt bad if you didn't get to the second half, but I don't think there'd be a schmooze about the first half, so. Okay, so let's try and tackle this. So the pasuk is correct. Actually, the pasuk is in Kedoshim. The pasuk says, towards the beginning of the parasha, "V'chisizbeku zevach shlomim l'Hashem l'tzonchan tizbechuhu." That when you bring a carbon to Hashem, l'tzonchem, do it willingly. Bring the carbon. So this chizkuni hit me. Maybe you mechavin. Tnu ritzonchem ba'oshloti utzari ayin. Bring the carbon willingly. Shloti utzari ayin. I didn't look up how you translate it. Anyone have a good translation word? Stingy, hostile investor. If anyone has a better translation, I'm open. But I think it's in that league. So. Do it willingly, not unwillingly. Sorry, ayin, like a stingy, begrudgingly. B'masha takri lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do begrudgingly that which you're bringing before Hashem. L'fi sheyesh bnei adam, because there are people, she'enem makrivim min alev. Okay, this is the person, he's describing now the person who's doing it begrudgingly. Mask him? That's what he's describing now. Don't do begrudgingly like people who don't bring a karba min alev, el mitok sharon bnei adam, because people see chavrehem osin, they see their friends bring it, v'yesh lem boshes im lo yasakach, and then they'll have embarrassment if they don't do it. Okay, so this person really has not doing it willingly. This would-be person is bringing a carbon to Hashem. He goes through the expense and goes to the Beis Mikdash. And he is, if you could have put a, you know, put him through a CAT scan, a ruchniistic, a CAT scan or MRI, you'd see this person is a total fraud, fake news. You could see it with transparency. The guy's just bringing it because his next door neighbor brought a carbon to Hashem, and now he's just being a copycat at a busha. So it occurred to me that if a guy is bringing a carbon, begrudgingly. He's doing it just because other people are doing it. He's too embarrassed. So how would you deal with such a guy? I do it like, forgive me, everyone went through high school. So you take this unmotivated teenager, 9th or 10th grader, comes schlumping in. He has no interest doing it, but he's too embarrassed to get a D on his report card. Okay, and he's going to do something he doesn't want to do. And how are you going to address it? What would be the pedagogical tactic? So it seems like the pedagogical tactic here is there's a pasuk, l'ritzonchem tizbechuhu. You should do it l'ritzonchem. And just this, the tzivoy of doing something l'ritzonchem has the ability to turn this guy who was basically holding as a, we would call him a ruchnias dika, state of loser, he's totally not holding, and you just tell him that tzonchem tizbechuhu, you have to do this beratzon, his mama should become, he can transform himself. Often we think that if we take on, working on the tenets of Musar, we often think that, you know, what's it going to accomplish? I am who I am. You know, how is it going to change? But here, look, the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, L'Ritzonchem Tizbechuhu, and you take this guy who has really little interest, begrudgingly, Tzari Ayin, however you want to translate it, and he's doing it, if you could examine him, he's doing it without any kind of feel. He's doing it purely out of, you know, embarrassment. He's got to, you know, play up to the Joneses. And you just tell him, L'tzonchem tizbechuhu, it has the ability that he's going to do it, L'tzonchem, otherwise the tzivoy would be worthless. It's a deher for us to realize that it's a musa deher, that the musa deher's work. That hit me. Then the pasuk says, V'kutzrichem. The next pasuk says, actually, it's to a couple of psukim later, U'bekutzrichem eskzirartzichem, when you harvest your, the harvest of your land, lo sechala pa'asadcha liktar, v'leket tzircha lo selaket, you should leave the peya, leket shicha peya. So, the Chizkuni says, K'moshatem nosnim, just as you give me zevach hashlamim, ha'imurim l'kodesh baruch hu, just by the zevach, by the karbanas shlamim, you give the emurim, the organs, takarash baruch hu, you put them on the mizbeach. Kak titnu la'ani v'lager mikter artzchem l'kavar hakadosh baruch hu. So, in the same fashion, leket shichin pei is also, it's like a shlamim, it's like a carbon. You just like the saying, you take the carbon, you give, put it on the mizbeach, kavod shamayim. So leket shichin pei, you're also doing it as a kavod shamayim. You're doing the emurim of the field are also going to Hashem. Okay, this is very beautiful, right? This guy is, you know, this after he did L'Ritzonchem Tizbechuhu Seder, so now he has to go to give his carbon. Now he goes to his field. He probably has to have doing a L'Ritzonchem Tizbechuhu Seder Leket Shechepeya. He's giving also to Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the pasuk says, read the pasuk. It's the same next pasuk. Lo signovu, lo sechashu, lo sechakru ish ramiso. Should not basically lie and cheat your friends. So Chizkuni says, Azhara shamanu. We have the hasra, onesh minayin. How do you know you get punished for this? Tamloma v'chichesh ba v'chamishiso yosef love. Okay, pay an extra chomash if you get caught. All right. Zok v'chizkuni. Ach, this is 1B. What I call 1B. Acher shetziva kodesh baruch hu shiitein ha'adam yishalo. After kodesh baruch hu commands that you have to give of your own, the kavod kodesh baruch hu, so you're giving the emurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're giving the leket shich and peya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tziva gam kein shlo yignov mamon acherim. So there's also a commandment you shouldn't steal someone else's money. So I was thinking about this Chizkuni. This guy's going in the wrong direction. He just started going backwards. Here, this guy, I was mamash getting proud of him. I see this guy, okay, I give him L'Tzonchem Tizbechu Shmuz, and the guy mamash transformed into tzaddik. He's giving the karbona straight to Hashem. Wow, tzaddik. Then he goes out, you know, leket shechem peya, no problem. Gives it to all, you know, gives it l'kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamash l'shem shemayim. And the guy walks down the street and he pickpockets his friend. What happened? Where's my guy? He's like, we lost him. We lost him. Now he's pickpocketing, he's stealing. What's going on? The guy was just L'Ritzonchem Tizbechuhu. That's behind my draga. He went to the shmuz, L'Ritzonchem Tizbechuhu. So the emurim, he brought his karbanas to Hashem. And then it transformed leket shichin peya, says also to cover for covered shemayim. Another L'Ritzonchem Tizbechuhu, Ramash Gavaldik. What's he do? He goes ahead and he's going to start stealing from his friend. The pickpocket his friend and go into his house and wipe his bank account out and the fraud? What happened? So I think the word is, it's a good kasha, but that's the mensch. We are always, even if we go to high madrega, we still have to worry about the low madregas. Even after we reach an amazing height, we have reason to celebrate and be proud, but the Yetzer Hara could still get you on many things that you would think should be taken for granted. This guy's not going to do. This guy who reached the high madrega, if he's giving his lekachich and peyah, with a tzivu, he has to do it anyway, but he has to do it beratzon, and to do it with love. This guy could mamish do that with love and then walk out a second later and swipe his friend's stuff. I don't even know. We have to always be on guard. Okay, that's 1B. 1A, 1B. Okay, so this forno. Just trying to do it quickly. I'm going to do the first part outside. This is the first forno on Kedoshim. And he just begins that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested his Shechina on Klal Yisrael to sanctify them l'chayei olam, for eternity, for eternal life. So he took us out of Mitzrayim to be Kedoshim, and he separated us from all the Tumas Taivas, Tumas Nida, Negoim, Zava, he brings in everything, Shadim, Ruach HaTumah, we're getting Mekubalistic here, Tumas Arayas, and all these things. So, after all this, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Deish B'Kadoshim, Kadesh Sheyidmu, on the second line of the fat lines, Kadesh Sheyidmu LeYotzram K'vyevshah. We have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any which way it's possible. And this was the Kavon Abriyas HaOlam. And it's roy that we should emulate Hashem Kifi HaEfsher B'Iyan U'B'Maisa, with our machshavas, with our thoughts, and with our actions, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's beautiful. And to attain this emulation, so we have to be shown with the mitzvahs that are written on the Luach HaRishon. Luach HaRishon, I was wondering what Luach HaRishon was, but Luach HaRishon means there were Shnei Luchos, it was the first Luach. Okay? That the whole Kavanah, of the first Luach was Chai Olam, was eternal life, as it says, L'man Yirich and Yamecha. Okay? So this fellow was taught to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A couple of psukim in, Uvekutzrichem, this is the pasuk we quoted before, Chizkuni discussed this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ubekutzrichem." Let's just read it again. "Ubekutzrichem is ksir atzichem." When you harvest your land, you have to leave the peya and the leket. So Sfarno says, "Bir she'acher shekibanu osol elokim." After we accept Hashem, roy lanu leches bedrachav lasa tztaka mishpat. It's roy for us to give tztaka. And how is the tzedakah? Lekachich and peyah. That's pshat ani Hashem lokeichem, kilomar, umikivan shani lokeichem, since I am your God, v'kol orchosai chesed v'emes, and all my ways are righteous and charitable, truthful, roy lechem lishma mini tzedakah eila haritzuim lefanai. So therefore it's appropriate for you to do these forms of tzedakah. And the psukim then elaborate, enumerate all the different mitzvahs tzedakah taken from this parsha. So it's just a deher. The simplest form of a mitzvah is that, you know, you have someone, you go to the shul, and someone walks around with the pushka, and the guy reaches into his pocket, he flips in even if it's a penny, right? Hopefully, you're doing it not because the next guy gave a penny, or the next guy gave a nickel. You're doing it b'tzonchem. So, just to, we would think that it could be just a simple act. But no, if a person is doing the mitzvah properly, this act of reaching into your pocket and giving a penny, whatever it is, a nickel, is mamish nitzchius. It goes to the core being of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu stands for. If a person is doing the simplest act, simplest chesed of tzedakah, he has the ability in that small act to connect to the highest form of the Ribono Shel Olam, to medama totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makes no difference how much he's giving, probably. So this is just the hair that, you know, sometimes we think we can only connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have to do the big Mesiris Nefesh. You know, something in these big Mesiris Nefesh, you know, here you have an item which you're not sure. You know, the kosher symbol, sometimes some people use, some people don't use. It's 5 hours and 50 minutes. I usually wait 6 hours, 10 minutes. It's not, whatever, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it's really 6 hours and 2 minutes. You know, we think only when we're most nefesh, when it's painful, when we're in pain, then we can say we feel good that we did the mitzvah properly. But no, but something that's a simple, here you have the opportunity, a person has the opportunity, he does it right. He could give a nickel, and he could mamish connect, according to the Sephorno, connect with all of the ruchnius and kedusha that Kodesh Baruch Hu stands for. It's mamish ayin v'norah that we have that opportunity to do. And l'chor, according to the and according to the Chizkuni, when we give that nickel, we do it l'rtzonchem, just have in mind this mamish kulo, the covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.